A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Beis, Moed Katan 2a, pagination is theoretically page 3, the beginning of the Masechta. The Masechta of Moed Katan, as its name indicates, is partial Yomtif, and it refers to Chol HaMoed, the weekday part of the holiday, Pesach and Sukkot, intermediate days. The first part of Pesach and Sukkot is a true Yom Tov. The last days of Pesach and Sukkot, in the case of Sukkot, it's not totally considered Sukkot, it's Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. In the case of Pesach, it's regular Pesach, the seventh day. Those are true Yamim Tovim. But in the middle is something called Chol HaMoed, the weekday of the Moed, and it has special status in that certain types of malacha, certain types of forbidden activity on a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov, will become mutter, permitted, during Chol HaMoed, but with sensitivity. In other words, you can sometimes have a situation where the same malacha is permitted in one application and is going to be forbidden in a different application. Literally, you could have one person to whom it's permitted to go to work because it's davar ha'avud for him, case of a mitigating loss, and to another person, even though it would be the same typewriting, keyboarding, the same travel in a car or bus, but one person it's permitted, one person it's forbidden, and we have to take into consideration the different aspects and nuances that Chazal presented. The Mishnah, for example, begins, Mashkin Beis Hashlochim B'moed. And Rashi tells us that this is a field that we're describing that's in a mountain, and it requires human intervention to keep it properly hydrated. And therefore, mashkin oso afilu b'chol ha'moed. You're allowed to water it even during chol ha'moed. Lefi shehu lo hefsid gadol im eino mashka osa. It would become a major loss if he didn't. He could take off Shabbos, he could take off Yom Tov and not water it. And even if he couldn't, there's nothing to do. Financial loss is not going to make watering something on Shabbos or Yom Tov permitted anyway, barring life endangerment, that there literally will be no food. But if it's just the loss of a crop, Shabbos and Yom Tov cannot be violated. But Chol HaMoed, once it's a davar ha'avud, a significant loss, davar shel hefsed hetiru chachamim litroach bo b'cholo shel moed. The principle over here is that if it's a loss, the Chachamim quantified it as something that's permitted on Chol HaMoed. The basis of Chazal's intervention over here, an assessment, is, as Rashi explains, that the Pasuk, when it explains the concept of Chol HaMoed, explains it very vaguely, allowing for Chazal to interpret which malacha should be forbidden and which malacha should be permitted. And Chazal did not define that entirely based on the activity, but also on mitigating circumstances. You take a look in the Gemara, and it's stated very beautifully, about 7 lines from the wide, counting up, Peseda in, if it's a loss, then Chazal said it's permitted, Harvacha lo. But if it's an earning, then it's forbidden. And of course, we have to know how to quantify that. What's considered a loss? What's considered an earning? A person goes to work, so if he wouldn't be there, he wouldn't have earnings. But if he doesn't go to work, and his whole system is based on certain earnings, so at what point could it be quantified as a peseda, as a loss? And at what point are we simply going to say, well, that's the way the Jewish calendar works. Chol HaMoed is off. If a person is nervous that they're going to actually lose their job, that's a loss of something that they currently have. And we would try to accommodate whatever we can on Chol HaMoed so that they should not take that loss. Says the Gemara further, va'afilu b'makom pseido, even when there is a loss involved, mitrach nami lo tarchinon. In certain cases, the activity involves too much exertion, and therefore it's not permitted on Chol HaMoed, even though it has to do with a loss. For example, it's brought in halacha that there's a difference between allowing a person to do exertion work, building a house, for example, even if it would be a loss, etc., it's handled differently than a person who's involved in mekach and memkar, business, buying and selling, where there's no exertion involved. And that's all based on this principle that, number one, we want to know if it's a pseudo, if it's a loss, and number two, we want to know if it's a tircha, if it's an exertion or not. These principles are reflected in Halacha, Siman Tav Kuf Lamed, Chelek Vov of Mishneh Berurah from the beginning. The Mechaber writes, Chol HaMoed asa b'ktzas melacha sumuta b'miktzason. Chol HaMoed, it's forbidden to do certain things and permitted to do others. And the Ramo explains what the Mechaber is running after over here, is that it is subject to many considerations. Lefitzorech ha'inyan, according to the topic, shahayanira lachachamim lahatir, to what the chachamim felt was appropriate to fit into this enigmatic statement of the Torah that Chol HaMoed is special, but in special cases, you're allowed to permit certain types of activity. The Mishneh Berurah mentions five different categories of things that would be permitted on Chol HaMoed. In short, the ones that apply to us most are if it's a davar ha'avud, if it's a loss, which is the subject of our Mishnah, that the field would dry out if you didn't water it. And similarly, whatever endeavor you're involved with, if it would dry out, so to speak, by your not returning a critical email, returning a critical phone call. So those can well be described as davar ha'avud, significant loss. And the second major category that we're going to discuss is called tzorchei ha'moed, the needs of the holiday. If their needs of the holiday pertaining to food preparation, it's even more lenient. But if it's needs of the holiday, ironing a shirt and things like that, so then in many cases they're going to be permitted because they're tzorchei ha'moed, particularly if it's maisa hedyot, something that the average regular person is supposed to have that skill and does not require maisa uman, an expert's professionalism, to do it. The Mishneh Berurah continues and says that the basic requirement of Chol HaMoed is to honor it. Food, drink, proper dress. Shelo yinag bohen minag chol. A person should not treat Chol HaMoed like the weekday. Chol HaMoed. It's the weekday of the holiday. It's unique. And therefore, it has to be respected as such. There is a statement over here from the Mishneh Berurah that's worthy of comment. Isa b'Yerushalmi, there's a quote from the Jerusalem Talmud. Ilu hayamisha yimona imi. Rab Abba bar Mamel in his time felt that Chol HaMoed was being abused. People were off from work, but they were not utilizing the time properly. Instead, they were hanging out in an improper way. So he said, if it was up to me, I would encourage them to go back to work. Hainu mekach u'memkar, business type, not tircha exertion type of work, but business type, because at least they wouldn't be sitting around getting into trouble. Nira Mizeh, the Mishneh Berurah says, what results from this statement is that it's worse to hang out in an improper way than to work on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, our goal should be to use Chol HaMoed properly, kidei lehidabek biyirasso, use it as an opportunity, a more comfortable, relaxed type setting, even than Shabbos and Yom Tov, because certain things, fresh food, whatever, that's permitted. To connect with Hashem, v'lasak b'torasso ha'timima, and to connect with Torah and its values, special family time, special Torah learning, should be the focus of Chol HaMoed. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.